Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We've been wondering if our elected officials would ever pass legislation to fund our government to the end of this fiscal year, which is October 1. Well, after 5 months of short-term amounts of money provided to avoid a closing down, the Congress passed a $1.5 trillion bill to carry us to October 1. Now, congressional appropriators should now get to work on the spending budget for next year's fiscal year beginning October 1. It's no surprise that the public is not very happy with the performance of their elected representatives. The war between Russia and Ukraine is in the headlines. Men, women, and children killed every day. Cities are being bombed and destroyed. Supply chains are shut down. Food and energy is in short supply in many cities. Countries around the Black Sea, they depend on wheat, corn, and other farm products to feed their people. Turkey, Egypt, and many others are desperate. Well, wheat prices have gone up more than 60%. And just be aware, Ukraine is a big producer of farm crops. I've been on their farms. I've ridden their combines at harvest. Will they get to plant this year's corn or harvest their wheat? I pray for them. I know trade issues are not in the spotlight right now, but all of the tariffs that President Trump imposed on China have not been lifted by President Biden. But they are due to expire this July. We need to get to work on some serious negotiations with China. Lift the tariffs, but get something in return. Okay, I want to talk a little more about the Ukraine war. The whole world is very angry at Russia. The United Nations General Assembly voted 141-5 last week to condemn Russia. The only countries of Cuba and Belarus, North Korea, and Syria, they did step up and support Russia's invasion. And China did not vote. Well, at the Winter Olympics, Chinese leader Xi and Russian President Putin, they pledged friendship and solidarity, cooperation with no limits. I guess Putin needs a friend. He doesn't have many. His destruction and war on an independent Ukraine is going to be very costly. Putin doesn't want any other countries to join up with NATO. Well, there are some that would feel safer if they did have NATO protection. Independent Finland and Sweden, they stand firmly against Russia. There'll be more to talk about next week, and I am John Block from Washington.